Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, August 12, 2011. August should not be this interesting. August has traditionally been the doldrums in the news business, as if all the serious news was out of town. It was the silly season for news once upon a time. But this year, there has been entirely too much news. For once, I think the French have the right idea. Practically the whole country takes the month off. Well, look what happened this August. In France, for example, President Nicolas Sarkozy actually interrupted his vacation to come back to Paris to assure the world that France was a AAA nation, not like those Yankees across the Atlantic. Standard & Poor's might yet decide otherwise, but it only goes to show you how serious the problems are in Europe. It inspired a Frenchman to give up his vacation. So it's been a peculiar week. Things really got rolling when Standard & Poor's took an A away from the USA. Was it a serious analysis of long-term debt problems? Or was it revenge for perceived government meddling in the rating agency business? Or was it Standard & Poor's eager to look tough, because everyone thinks they used to give away high ratings like candy to certain classes of mortgage-backed securities? The world might never really know the answer to those questions, but we do know that Wall Street reacted with its usual calmness, and has been reacting that way since Monday. Way down, then way up, then way down, then way up again. It's a yo-yo market, and it might be 2008 all over again. Well, maybe not. There have actually been some glimmers of good news this week. For one thing, the number of people getting jobs in July was actually mediocre, and not abysmal like it was in June. The number of job openings was up too, though slightly. Foreclosures were down, and the government may, just may, have cooked up an idea to convert foreclosed houses into rental properties. Also, Ben Bernanke spoke, and said something no Fed chairman has ever said. He committed the central bank to a policy of low interest rates for a specific period, 2 years in other words. It was an historic announcement, and it calmed the markets for a few hours. Then again, maybe Wall Street is nervous about more than just the U.S. credit rating. These are nervous times. Next week, I'm on vacation. But after that, I'll be back with more on the economy, because August is sure to stay too interesting. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening. Be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day when I get back at those fine websites.